The Oklahoma Department of Agriculture will be holding their regular monthly business meeting on Tuesday at the state capitol at the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture building. At that time, on their agenda, a proposal that would call for a moratorium on commercial production of castor beans in the state of Oklahoma. Jim Reese is our state secretary of agriculture. We talk with him about it at the Saturday Oklahoma Wheat Growers Association annual meeting in Oklahoma City.
Well, we're going to take up the issue of castor beans because the legislature is pretty certain to prohibit the commercial production of castor in the state of Oklahoma next year. And they can't introduce that bill until February, so they can't act on it until February, March, and April and get it to the governor's office. Well, the planting season for castor is March and April. So, you know, we're just trying to get it out there early so that producers know that castor is most likely going to be prohibited to be grown next year, so that as they make their planting decisions and their leasing decisions and those type of decisions, that those can be made early and know that it is most likely. You know, I just don't see any reason the majority leader of the House and the majority leader of the Senate are authoring the bill that won't become law and that castor will be prohibited to be grown. And so we're trying to let them know early.
This is a concern because obviously a lot of fear that we could have contamination of other crops.
There is always the fact that it produces ricin, which is a terrorist thing that kills people and kills animals, is the reason. That can still be done in someone's garden or in someone's backyard, you know, so it's not that. But the real reason to prohibit it is to protect the integrity of our crops. The integrity, a lot of our crop is sold overseas to international partners. And if international partners have a concern that we have ricin in our wheat crop or our soybean crop or our peanut crop or any other crop, that's where the danger is. And you know, it's a very hard to kill. You have a lot of volunteer no matter how you grow it. And so it's just a concern to keep an integrity of our crops and the integrity of our international markets safe.
One lawmaker who is worried about castor bean production in the state and the damage it could do to commercial agriculture in the state, Don Arms, currently the chairman of the Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee.
Yes, we are. The castor bean deal is very scary. I mean, it's and there's some people out there that really don't seem to mind putting our state agriculture picture at risk to grow castor beans. And I'm not sure castor beans would be worth, you know, contaminating a whole bunch of other elevators. And it's just a very dangerous situation, from what I understand on the castor bean deal. It just really needs to be watched very closely. I think we've got to keep that from becoming a problem.
Don Arms, state lawmaker from Southwest Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Board of Agriculture will be a meeting, as we mentioned, on Tuesday, and that moratorium on castor bean production is on their agenda. I'm Ron Hayes.